Angela.
I'm Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And you are?
I am Mike Wachowski.
No. Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
No, you are.
Cryotoic.
Okay, so since this is the first and probably only one that will ever exist, we still have to name it, though.
Oh, frick.
So I've been thinking.
Have you?
This is how I want to start it. We're going to name it. So I've been thinking. We could call it. Hold on, I wrote it down.
Okay, you wrote it down.
I need to pull it up.
Is it like a physically written or like a typed thing?
It's typed. I put it in my phone because I was thinking about it when I was working.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so how does this feel with you? Stuck in the movie Matrix.
What?
Or, alternatively, Angel is Neo.
What?
Do you think these are good names for the podcast?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, how does it make you feel?
Okay, all right. How about we combine them into one name?
Well, do you
so stuck in the Angel Neo.
No, that sounds terrible. Do you have any ideas for it? I thought, all right, see, like, Angel is Neo is a pretty good podcast name. So what are your ideas?
All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
How about...
Right. I'm with you so far. Wait, what's your idea? What's your idea?
Space Wolf Planet to Planet.
Wait, hold on. Space Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Then what?
Planet to Planet.
Planet to Planet.
Yeah.
That's what you want to name the podcast? How about Cryotic and the Space Wolf?
No, that's not even
and
true.
Angel is Neo.
Wait, like, that's the whole thing is both of those?
I don't know, I guess.
Wait. How about Angel is Neo?
Angel is Neo.
Angel is Neo, Cryotoic is Space Wolf, and we're stuck in the movie The Matrix.
That's too long.
We could abbreviate it.
So it's just, like, perfect. Hold on. Can you please write this down?
Oh, fuck.
It's perfect. So, Angel, we're going to just name it the letters.
Angel is Neo. Cryotoic is a space wolf. Mm-hmm. And we're stuck in the Matrix.
Perfect. So, what is the first letter of each of those?
Okay. Do we include the is's and the a's and all that?
Let's not.
Okay.
They don't usually.
Okay. If that's the case, it would be A for Angel,
well,
N for Neo. Oh, do you want me to show
just
you?
Just type the whole thing out.
There you go.
Okay, so it would be.
It's probably a lot easier that way. There's a lot of W's.
Okay, so it's ANCSWWSM. That's the name of it.
Anxiousm. Welcome to Anxiousm.
Welcome to Anxiousm. Today, we're going to be talking about the movie. We just watched it. What movie was it?
Juniper Rising.
Yes.
That's it.
Jupiter is descending.
No, Jupiter Rising.
Ascending.
They went up. Juniper Ascending.
They did go up. They did go up mostly in the movie, like the whole time they were going
up. Did they go up in box office?
No.
Oh, man.
No, they
didn't. I don't know why. Why not?
The movie just, you know, did not do that well.
It
Maybe
reminded me...
because there's like a billion like glaring holes in it where it's just like they like presented so much information to you just about like the lore and the world that they built around this like story. And then they like rapid fired it and then didn't like answer most of the questions they presented you.
You know what the problem with it was?
What?
is it wanted to be something too fast, and they should have separated either into a series or multiple movies, and they just to get it in more instead of just the one movie.
Can you imagine this being more than one movie?
At least, okay, how about a Netflix series? The New Firefly.
Oh, I would be so fucking... The New Firefly. Hold up there. But I would be so down for this to be, like, a Netflix series. I would watch it. It's so okay. awful.
Yeah, like, if this was, like, a series, though, they could go more into depth about things.
I mean, what did...
And right. stuff.
What did you think about Channing Tatum's character, though? Who was a... half wolf, half human. Although he does say at one point that he's more wolf than human. So mostly wolf, human, winged creature.
I think what really
that
got...
That works for the military.
To the military. What yeah. really got with me, problem with him, was at a few camera angles, he just looked like an elf.
You know, and I was not digging like the facial hair they had going on for him.
Yeah. I didn't.
It looked real fake.
They should have just made him Wolverine. Put in the guy who did Wolverine.
Just he make him been another it. Character altogether.
Yeah. Just get Channing, Mr. Channing, if that is your real name, please leave the building.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. You're probably fine, but I just wanted the guy who did Wolverine.
No, think back to it, though. His facial hair. Was that real?
Question
was
mark?
Was it fake? Like, did they attach that to his face for the movie?
I think...
Or did he grow that and they cut, like, his real facial hair into that pattern?
What if...
And he had to walk around while he was filming this movie with that ridiculous facial hair.
I think he had beard extensions.
Beard extensions?
Kind of like how girls have extensions in their hair?
I don't think you could attach beard extensions onto a face. I think it's just, like... A toupee for your face, right?
A face pay, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I haven't really looked into the market for fake facial hair, so.
Yeah, but, like, think back to it. Do you think it was, like, not real, or do you think Channing Tatum was, like, rocking it in L.A., just walking around
I don't think he was rocking it in L.A.
You think it was fake?
I'm going to go with my instinctual thought of it is, super in fake. Fact, super fake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm glad that Good we've film. Agreed with that.
My
think you're favorite
right.
character, who also made me the most nervous through the whole freaking movie, was uh-huh. Eddie Redmayne's character, Mr. Whispers.
What are you talking about?
You can do it better than that.
I think
that we should turn.
Earth. Oh, that's how he sounds.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We should farm Earth for their youth.
I want to
But you have to whisper it.
Blood.
I think we should find my mother so I can kill her twice. By the way, this is going to have a lot of spoilers because, you know, it's talking about the movie. Spoiled.
Killed her because she said to kill her.
She told me to do it. That was really good, though. You sounded
good. Yeah. Thank you. I forgot entirely exactly how he sounds.
No, that was good. Towards the end, I reminded you. Do That's you remember good. How uh-huh. they introduced the sister once and she, like, wanted to be on her side and stuff? And then, like, she let her go to, like, claim her title and you never fucking hear from her again?
Yeah, I was wondering. She's just out of the pick.
What happened to her? I don't remember what her name was.
Josephine.
No.
She
was like such a. She was there through like the beginning of the movie, and then she was just fucking gone. And Titus is there through almost the whole thing.
Okay, if it was Titus, then it was probably Iris. Like I thought, for some reason, because Titus and Iris both rhyme, and they're both sister and brother.
No, her name starts with a K or something.
Kyrus.
It's Kyrus.
That's it. That's all you need. Or maybe the K is silent.
What was your first impression of Titus? What was
He looks just like, and I was right, apparently. I was so good. As soon as I saw him, I was just like, you know, he looks just like the kind of guy, his character, if he had a sister, him and her would be smooching.
You thought he looked like a kissing cousin face?
He had a kissing cousin face, and he wanted to marry his mom, so,
He did! You nailed it.
Kind of.
It was like your first thing that you said when you saw him was like, that's a guy that would kiss his sister.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got it
right. I'm glad. They had great makeup for him.
You know, honestly, they had pretty good makeup in the movie in general.
Yeah.
I did not like the design of the keepers, though, because they just freaked me out because of their backwards legs.
They reminded me of, like, leftover Men in Black aliens.
I think Men in Black had aliens that looked a lot like that.
Yeah, like, they just, like, had the model left laying around, and they're just like, let's just fuck up their legs a little bit and throw them in the movie.
You know what? I actually saw a movie once, like, when I was little, I think. But tell me if this is a fever dream and you've ever heard of this movie. But it had aliens that had backwards legs like that. And I vividly remembered the scene of, like, them talking to one of those backwards legs aliens that were, like, trying to take over Earth or something. And they were in this, like, cave, maybe? Or a mine or something.
Cave?
It might have just been a made-for-TV video.
It sounds like a sci-fi thing.
Yeah, I think it was like a sci-fi channel movie.
Was it? Now that I think about it. Good.
I don't remember. I just vividly remember that like alien design with like the big bulbous head and like arms facing forward, but their knees like go forward and then bend backwards and then go in.
Oh, that's Half-Life. Half-Life 2.
Yes, I remember watching Half-Life 2 when I was little.
Yeah, it was a pretty good film. I really liked it.
It was a pretty solid film when I watched it on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I'm glad we both agree that Sci-Fi Channel houses some of the best content known to man, like Sharknado and Sharknado 2 and Sharknado 3 and 4.
Yeah. Sharknado 3 was Sharks in Space.
So yeah, I know. That was so cool.
On topic, right?
Yeah, that's so talented of them.
I hate those movies.
I love them.
The music's they're my pretty good.
Favorite films of all time. In fact, I think Jupiter Rising,
Juniper Rising.
I'll give it like 7, but like Sharknado 2 and 3, give it like 9.
Wow. You're a big fan of these movies, apparently.
Here's why.
Why?
So, I know what Sharknado wanted to be, and they fucking rocked it.
But
they did what they wanted to do.
They did the best, though, in the first one with...
Yes, with the stock footage of
the
sharks.
The stock footage of the sharks.
Where their sharks are technically in the streets, but they have stock footage of a shark in the ocean
eating chum.
Yeah, fucking phenomenal. They did so good there. But the problem with the Wachowski's
Wachowski sisters. Oh yeah, sisters.
You gotta get it right.
I keep forgetting.
Well, when this was filmed, it was brother and sister.
It was. And
so when this was filmed, it was the siblings.
That was only 2 years ago, too, because this movie came out in 2015. But
right.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you gotta remember.
Because when I think of them, I think of Matrix, and you always heard, like, Wachowski brothers.
Yeah.
So it's been, like, kind of ingrained in my head. But they're sisters now.
The Wachowski siblings.
The Mike Wachowski siblings.
Yes, the Mike Wachowski siblings. I think the thing was that I give this a 7 and I'll give Sharknado's a 9 because Sharknado did what it set out to do. Mm-hmm. This one, it was a little bit, there was some issues with it. You know, you had like the plot holes. How the fuck did he know that the aliens were in the thing fucking with her? And then he just pops in on his hover feet and he just fricks them up. How did he know that?
I'm still not entirely clear on why he.
Huh?
He was sent by Titus. Remember, Titus hired him. Because he knew about her because of Titus. So he worked for Titus.
I remember now. And he found out because he sniffed her. He sniffed the page.
He smelled her on the paper. He smelled her forearm.
Oh my God, never mind. We're stupid.
There was that one guy that was hired by...
That guy.
They were hired by Whisper Man, Mr. Whispers.
Mr. Whispers. Yeah,
but then two of them left and went with the girl that we never heard from again after she got young. She was just like, fuck y'all.
She's like, I took a bath. I'm going to go fucking party, whatever.
I have young person things to do now. I'm in my 14th millennium.
Wait. So they were all siblings?
Yes, they were all siblings.
And two of the siblings died.
What?
Wait, did they not kill all of them? No. Did they kill them? No, I don't think they killed Sister Kisser. But I know they probably killed the other one, the Whispers man.
Mr. Whispers?
Mr. Whispers dead, so there's only two other siblings.
What happened with Mr. Whispers? He was stuck on Jupiter still, right?
Yes.
When everything in the refinery was, like, exploding?
Yes. He fell into the void.
Which they never really explained how their colony on Jupiter worked, because they said it was like a refinery, but you don't see much of it. Like, is it in its own self-contained bubble?
I think it was in its own self-contained bubble.
Because they don't really clarify.
Otherwise, how would they handle all the gas? There's just so much gas.
Well, yeah, the top layer is like all storms and shit. And hurricanes. Dude,
that would be, oh my God, they'd have to evacuate all the time.
Oh my gosh, do you remember when you had to evacuate from a hurricane?
Oh God, thanks hurricanes.
Yeah, you love
hurricanes. Wow, I love them. Let's go to Jupiter.
Oh yeah, so then you can experience that all the time.
All the time.
In helium and hydrogen.
Oh my God, I do really want to only take helium and hydrogen all the time. That's it. No more
oxygen. Wait a second, though. Since Jupiter is composed of helium and hydrogen, why is it when she was, like, screaming or, like, yelling when she was, like, outside of the refinery? Why didn't she sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks? Think about it. This is so inaccurate.
You need to edit a fucking clip of that with, like, the scene reenacted with realistic space physics.
Oh my God.
And it just, like, make her pitch go up a lot.
Yeah.
Like, the longer she goes, the more it goes up.
I'm not going to edit that. Just use your imagination. Imagine her, like, someone screaming. Imagine Mila Kunis screaming.
I don't want to. Like, she's too precious.
But it sounds like a chipmunk.
Okay, that's pretty cute.
You're a fan. That kind of ruins the movie for me, though, because, like, it's not very realistic, is it?
Well, I mean, there was heckin', like...
Matt Damon Jr. was a wolf man. Come on, Channing Tatum kind of looks like Matt Damon, right? The whole time I was watching, I was like, that looks like Matt Damon.
He looked like...
Channing Tatum.
He looked like the dude who plays that one Arrow guy.
He looks like the dude that plays Channing Tatum. And this is the end.
No, he looks like the dude who played the Arrow guy in the movie with Iron Man. No, with Captain America.
Wait a second. You're saying that he's the Hawkman?
Yeah, he looks like Hawkman.
No, he doesn't.
He looked like him sometimes.
He's 100% does not look like him.
He did a little bit.
He looked more like Sean Bean than he does...
Sean Bean's in the movie already.
I know. Like, he was father and son.
He was already represented, and he didn't die.
He didn't die.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of him.
They didn't really clarify because he's a spliced person too, right?
Yeah. But yeah, like in Batman Beyond. Spliced with people. Batman Beyond was great.
Gene splicing, yes. But what was he spliced with? Because the other guy was what? Wolfbird? Person? Well,
yeah, he was like Wolfbird person, and I think the other guy was also Wolfbird person because he said he lost his wings too.
Wait, really? He had wings?
Yes,
too?
I think that happened. I think he said that because that's like he was just like, You made me lose my wings and all this other stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he was mad. And there were so many bees!
His eyes weren't yellow all the time like Channing Tatum's was, though.
That's true.
So maybe, I don't think he was wolf.
Maybe it was coyote.
Just another dog?
Just a different type of dog. maybe because like the wolf thing.
Do you think it was poodle, maybe?
Oh, God, maybe poodle. That explains his hair.
What's wrong with his hair?
His hair was just so poodled.
Wait, oh, man. He had a daughter, too. What happened to his daughter?
Oh, shit, what happened to his daughter? Did she just stay behind? It's like, all right, bye, Dad.
I'll just stay with the bees.
Yeah, I'll just hang out with the bees all day again. And then she turns to her bee boyfriend.
It's just a bunch of bees shaped into a bracelet.
Yeah. Yeah. And she leans so in, give him a little peck, and then she just gets little fuzzies on her lips.
Oh, no. And, like, she has, like pollen on her face. Because they were rubbing up against pollen. That's hot. Can someone write fan fiction of that? Sean Bean's fantasy daughter making out with a bee person.
Bee person. Yeah. And then if the bee person boyfriend stays with them in like a guest bedroom, every once in a while in the waistband you'll just see tissues with honey on it.
No! With Titus when he was just like in the pleasure pit, just
the yeah, they were floating around, touching each other's chests.
But that's like, what were they doing?
Like, I think that was just a tickle place. He was supposed to get tickled. Yeah, it's tickle time.
How dare you disturb me during tickle time?
Tickle time is very important.
A growing boy tickles. Oh, the owl boy. No, that was the girls, though. That was the girl servant. Oh,
God. There were so many servants.
He had the girl with the mouse ears.
Did he have the girl with the mouse ears? I remember her.
Yeah, Titus.
I just want to know, like, you know how if you don't, like, wash behind your ears? It's still, like, sweaty?
Maybe. I don't know, because I've heard of people saying wash behind your ears, but I can't do that when I'm washing my hair, so I've never understood that.
Okay,
is that
well,
for like boys?
Like maybe. So listen, if she doesn't wash behind her ears, it might get really like
gross,
dank.
Back
yeah, like ugh.
Do you think Titus is into that though?
He might be. Like he's just like, hey, come with me to tickle time and float around, and let me get a good. Wait for that.
Oh, mother, will you marry me? Their wedding was populated with, like, he said Sims. That's never really discussed either, so
Those are just normies. They're like robots.
Were they robots? Because the robots that we saw that worked for, like, the space people had, like, just the faces that were human, but the rest looked robotic. But they just looked like people.
Maybe he just has, like, better robots.
He just has more advanced people robots.
Yeah.
See, I wonder if they were like, were they, what happened to them? They all died. Wait, remember?
Yeah.
What happened to them after the ship crashed into the side of the wedding?
Oh.
Did he kill them all? I'm so confused.
Maybe they just kind of stood there because they weren't programmed to do anything at that time. The variable wasn't met.
I just don't remember, like, them going anywhere.
They
just
weren't there. Were they just not there, or were they just like staying like out of the frame?
There was a lot of them there.
There was so many.
I think they just disappeared and it's just never explained.
I think they were there and just chilling and watching the movie, you know? That was probably it. They saw the camera crews come in. They're just like, holy shit. What the fuck? Let me get my phone and take a picture. Show my friend. They won't believe this. That'd be so cool.
When they were recording the documentary that is Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really excited.
Exactly. The documentary of the lady who actually owns Earth. And she is like the reincarnation of like billions year old person.
Yeah. Well, oh,
man. How many?
I don't think she was billions, but she was like, she was like 90 millennia or whatever.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. How many zeros?
A lot.
Gosh.
I don't know how many zeros, but I'm going to guess it's a lot of zeros, though.
God, that's probably more than a foot long sub.
Probably. God. I guess it depends on the font.
I really want a foot long sub.
Are you?
Can we get sponsored by Subway?
Wait. Well, what kind of sub would you like?
I would like an Italian sub.
That's it? What kind
or
of
or a Subway Club. I will take any heckin' bread under the sun.
You have to
choose
the bread.
I am not picked. Am I choosing today?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Choose bread.
Okay. In order to get sponsored, we have to say this nice and good. Okay.
We have to say this nice and good.
Me at Subway time, hey, sure Subway. Likes to get the softest of white breads, but sometimes the intricacies of the seeded bun bread is really tasty with my palate. But at Subway, I know no matter what I choose, I will be content as if I were a Sarlacc getting a damsel from the space-time verse, because we don't see universe anymore.
Wait, that's right!
Yeah!
Fucking Channing Tatum came down talking to Jupiter and was just like, oh yeah, you know, they're in this section of the verse.
God, he's so cool! He's so cool!
I have to start calling the universe the verse.
Oh my god. You know how awesome we would be seen as people?
If we start calling the universe the verse?
Yeah.
People would not like us anymore.
They would probably be like, the fuck are you stupid? God. Maybe we shouldn't do this.
No, we have to. Subway, I really like your honey oat bread, but sometimes you take it out of certain stores and it makes me really sad. I haven't been there for a while, but I would like a oven roasted chicken breast on... Oh my god, I'm so hungry.
I know, right?
On honey wheat, please.
Oh my god.
With lots of veggies.
Can I get everything on it?
Don't put cheese on mine, thank you.
Don't
Subway, eat fresh.
Take her cheese and put it on mine.
He wants extra cheese.
I want extra cheese. And
ew, that's disgusting.
That's a little too much stuff for me.
And then take his sandwich
probably
throw it in the trash.
Please don't waste all that food, Subway. Eat fresh. God, we're going to get sponsored.
We are going to get it for sure.
This is a podcast. That's how it works, right? Every podcast gets a sponsorship?
I believe so. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and they have sponsorships. So I'm assuming that when you start a podcast, you're just assigned a sponsor.
Okay, so if no one's claimed dibs, then we should call dibs.
Yeah.
For Ank Swissen, we get Subway. Eat fresh. We have to always say eat fresh after we say it.
Okay.
Because.
So buy some Subway, eat fresh.
If you don't buy some Subway, eat fresh, then they won't know that it was worth it to give us their sponsorship. Subway,
Thank
eat fresh.
You. Subway,
there
eat fresh.
You got it. Okay, so about that movie, it was pretty good.
It was good. It was good. We should close up.
Okay, how do we do that?
Here on Ank Swim, this is what we do. We say, we watched a movie.
Wait, how do you say that again?
Ank Swim.
No.
You're missing an S.
Yeah, Ank Swim. There we go. I've already got that on lock now. Yeah. Whoa, I can bust that whenever you need me. Just like, hey, quick, ask me to say it real quick.
Say it real quick.
Exorcism? Yeah, I got you.
That
there
one.
You go.
That hit me podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening to Exorcism, which stands for Angel is Neo. Cryonic is a space wolf and we're stuck in the Matrix. Good night. Say bye. We're still going.
That's so bad.
Say goodbye.
Signing off.